It's party primary runoff election day. You can vote today in a party's runoff even if you didn't vote in the primary proper, as long as you did not vote in another party's primary or convention. There are important state house and congressional runoffs, especially in the Republican Party across Texas. Tonight, I'll be hosting an extended Pratt on Texas election show until 10 p.m. Get ready for 5 full hours of Pratt on Texas. KFYO's Rob Snyder and our good friend Carl Tepper, former chairman of the Texas Republican Party County Chairman's Association, will join me. We will be covering some white-hot GOP congressional runoffs and other key races, as well as Lubbock County's big GOP runoff for county judge. In that Lubbock County race, voters should understand that Curtis Parrish has spent his entire political life working for the moderate to liberal wing of the party and has zero record supporting local limits on tax increases or property tax reform. He does have a record of being in the civic cheerleader crowd, backing almost every bond debt project that's ever come along. Worse for Parrish is that his big endorsements from the most anti-taxpayer and failed Lubbock mayor, who doesn't even live in Lubbock County anymore, David Miller. And why not? Parrish represents that crowd. Gary Bourne not only has the backing of me for his long and solid record of fighting for taxpayers, he has the backing of the late Mayor Tom Martin, who was a strong advocate for taxpayers, often reminding City Hall staff that it wasn't their money, but that of taxpayers. Bourne has the endorsements of the two commissioners who beat the tax-raising incumbents in the primary, and now has the public backing of Lubbock County Sheriff Kelly Rowe. If you want a pro-taxpayer county judge in Lubbock, vote today before 7 p.m. for Gary Bourne. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.